Country Club FM.
Here's your daily Bob Almanac, and we started out with the Bob Almanac salute.
Come in.
Hi, I'm Julie Rogers.
Hold on. Yeah, you're the only angel I haven't met. I'll just be a minute.
She was a Charlie's Angel. We announced on Monday that she had passed, and then on Tuesday we retracted that Bob Almanac salute, and now we do the official Bob Almanac salute, unless she's revived again, but I don't, according to reports, not. Neil.
Right.
Tanya Roberts, dead at the age of 65. It was a premature death announcement. That's what caught us, as there's some confusion there at the hospital. She had not yet passed, but she was in poor condition even yesterday when we said that she hadn't passed. But we don't want to do a salute for somebody who hadn't officially, you know,
yeah, premature death,
the TOD had not been really announced or declared and written down on the death certificate for Tanya Roberts, who's a great actress. There she is in Charlie's Angels. Very lovely, of course, in A View to a Kill. And then she played Midge on That 70s Show. So she could do it all. She could do TV drama. She could do movies, excitement, action, and then comedy as well.
Pretty good.
And she's now gone at the age of 65. She collapsed on December 24th at her California home after she walked her dogs. Her cause of death has not been released. They have told CNN that she tested negative for COVID-19, so apparently it's not related to that. Also, we have a clarification, a little bit of a follow-up from yesterday. You wanted to know who Isaac the bartender was serving a drink to.
Right.
And she had sunglasses on. I couldn't recognize her in the scene. I went back later to look. It was the great Diane Carroll.
Oh, sure.
From Julia.
Yes.
And the Diane Carroll Show.
Yes, yes.
She was a guest star on that particular episode of The Love Boat. Today, Wednesday, January 6th, sixth day of the year, of course, 359 days left to go. 1681, the first recorded boxing match ever. Oh. 1681, the Duke of Albemarle had his butler box his butcher. The Duke of Albemarle. That's what they used to do. Okay, you're the butler versus the butcher. The butcher was not allowed to bring a meat cleaver.
Good.
And the butler wasn't allowed to bring a broom, so they went at it. And it doesn't say who won here, but my money's on the butcher.
Yeah, I would think so. I'd go that way.
1681. 1838, Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail. You don't hear a lot about Alfred Vail. You hear more about Samuel Morse when it comes to telegraph and,
sure,
of course, the Morse code. But they demonstrated their telegraph machine in New Jersey. And it was a good run for that telegraph machine for a few decades until a guy named Alexander Graham Bell came along and pretty much did away. The telegraph hung on for a little bit there. You know, you had your Western Union and some other things, but the telephone started to dominate.
The bad guys were always cutting the wires for the telegraph.
Well, you can cut the phone wires, too.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right.
Those are those old wires that were always along the... even when I was a kid, they were still up, those wires that were along the railroad tracks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were still a lot of those. They didn't look like telephone. They were low, and they had a bunch of wires on them. They were wide, and they probably had a dozen, maybe 10, maybe as little as 8 wires on there. And that had to be for the telegraph.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's how the telegraph was, right? It was right along the railroad tracks,
yes,
and they would telegraph station to station,
right,
tell them when the train was leaving, when it was coming, what kind of weather was coming. I mean, it was a way of communication that had never been done before.
Yeah.
1838. 1963, this date, television.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is brought to you by the Mutual of Omaha Companies, providing you with protection for the way you live.
TV theme time.
Yeah, Wild Kingdom. It wasn't sponsored by Mutual of Omaha in the beginning, but they would be later. Jim Fowler, Marlon Perkins, Wild Kingdom, this date, 1963. In 73, another debut.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must smaller.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rocky, the chip on the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
What's your favorite Schoolhouse Rock song? Is it Conjunction Junction? Is it interjection? Is it about nouns and pronouns? Is it interplanet Janet Neal? Is it I'm just a bill, I'm only a bill? What's your favorite?
Pick one. I mean, I was 15 when that
You were done watching Saturday morning. Yeah, you were out with your good time buddies looking at... You were probably playing dimes, rolling dice in the back alley somewhere, playing for dimes and quarters. Right. So Schoolhouse Rock this day, 1973. 75, another TV debut.
These are just some of the many exciting prizes available. Total retail value of all these prizes, more than $30,000. And are yours to buy today on Wheel of Fortune. And now, here's your host, Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery, the first host of the Wheel of Fortune. And, you know, if he would have stuck around Wheel of Fortune, maybe he would have been as famous as he was or not.
Right.
I think he became so well known for the love connection.
Right.
Chuck Woolery would have been a different Chuck Woolery had he stuck around with the Wheel of Fortune. We probably never would have heard of Pat Sajak. So that was this day in 75, Wheel of Fortune debuts. Look at this fabulous studio. Speaking of studio, when Peter Frampton released the studio version of these songs, they just pretty much dropped to the floor, clunk. They dropped dead. They didn't do anything. Nobody liked them. And then he re-released them on a live album, and, well, the rest is history. This thing is still selling copies. It's probably up to a billion by now. Frampton Comes Alive. Released on this date.
That's just crazy that...
1976.
It would bomb and then become massive. But...
Well, he tried to go head-to-head with Player in the song Baby Come Back, and it just didn't work.
Well, that's...
So Ted Turner on this date, same date, 1976. He pretty much... Was there something in anything in Atlanta that he didn't own?
No.
Maybe Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola,
he
probably did.
He owned TV stations and CNN, the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Hawks. He bought the Atlanta Braves on this date for $12 million in 1976. There was that one time where he was the manager. There are pictures of him. He took over. He goes, I'm going to fire... I don't know who it was, Joe Torre or somebody. He fired somebody. And he's one day's. It looked. It's weird seeing Ted Turner in an Atlanta Braves uniform down in the dugout. It just. It was wrong.
That is wrong.
1994. Speaking of wrong.
Why? I don't know. It's a hard black stick.
If you can't beat them, club them on the knee. Isn't that a saying in sports?
Yes.
Figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, this was the date she was attacked at the National Figure Skating Championships in Detroit, Michigan. It was Tanya Harding. She didn't do it, but she was part of it. Mm-hmm. She I don't know if she still claims she didn't know about it. Maybe she didn't. But
she did.
People associated with her, your Sean Eckhart and her boyfriend, Galooly. Jeff Galooly.
Yeah.
It was Sean Eckhart who was the bodyguard of the group with the long trench coat. He's the one who took the little telescoping... Kind of one of those, it's like a police baton, but it telescoping.
Oh, you know,
it comes out like
okay.
that. Yeah. So it folds in, so it's very small, and then you pull it out, and it telescopes, and then...
Whack.
Yeah, and it was ugly.
Yeah, it did the damage.
One of the stories of the 90s, there in the early 90s, the Buttafuocos, the O.J. Simpsons, the John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, yeah.
And Lorena Bobbitt. I mean, the pop culture kind of weird stories from 90 to 95 is really out of this world.
Yeah.
So much strange stuff. 2001, the 2000 presidential election was a strange one.
The whole number of the electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538, of which a majority is 270. George W. Bush of the state of Texas has received for President of the United States 271 votes. Al Gore of the state of Tennessee has received 266 votes.
How weird is that? Al Gore, as the President of the Senate, has to announce his own name in the third person.
Right.
And he has to announce the guy that beat him.
Yeah.
Because they certified the results, the contentious 2000 election. Hanging chads. It came down to Florida, and even they couldn't decide it. So then the Supreme Court had to decide it, and it went in the way of George W. Bush. Al Gore, somewhat of a good sport there. He could have put up He could have put up a tantrum there.
Yeah, he could have.
He acted pretty professional, I guess. That was the state. And, of course, I guess they're certifying the Electoral College here today.
That's what I'm hearing.
For the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. We know, I think, the way that it's going to go, but there could be some interesting things going on around it.
Who knows?
It sounds like. Yeah, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
I don't want to really worry about it. 2005, this was in the news as well. This was 15 years ago. 16 now.
It was a dark moment in American history, a 1964 case involving three civil rights activists. They were brutally murdered in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Well, tonight, for the first time, one accused killer is in jail, in part because of three Northwest suburban Chicago high schoolers who kept the case in the spotlight.
So that man who was arrested was Edgar Ray Killen. This day, 2005, he was part of the 64 killings, 1964, of the civil rights workers. It, of course, was the topic of the movie Mississippi Burning with Gene Hackman. And that was
William
based on
Defoe.
That. Was William Defoe in that? I yes. can't remember. He was yeah. very good. Any movie William Defoe is in, and it's Willem. Any movie that Willem Dafoe is in is good.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could have put him in Ishtar, and it would have been Academy Award winning. But 2005 is when that happened. He served prison time. He died in prison just a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Part of those killings, 2005. It's time for birthdays. Also time to mention Split Rock Coffee is your sponsor. Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee. They're outsourcing beans from around the world, and with those beans, it's a lower acidity coffee, perfect balance of flavors. It's not rough on your digestive system. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Birthdays now. Happy birthday, Lou Holtz. There are people still bitter that he left here. There's still no guarantee that he would have turned the Gopher football program around and would have gotten him to the Rose Bowl and won a championship or even a Big Ten title.
There was an uptick.
There was an uptick. Yeah, there was.
I had season tickets.
Oh, you were on the Lou Holtz bandwagon, weren't you?
Yeah,
you were. So Lou Holtz is 84. That might actually be Frank Caliendo doing.
Or Steve Wallenhouse.
Lou Holtz. He's pretty good at that,
he
too.
Put out a burning building with a shovel and dirt. And not even worry about getting hurt. Is that tough enough?
Super bluesy voice leading the fabulous Thunderbirds. Kim Wilson is 70 today. Happy birthday, Kim Wilson. Jet Williams, Hank Williams' daughter, half-sister to Hank Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Williams, happy birthday, 67. He's Mr. Bean.
Tell me, Doctor, what exactly is your position at the gallery?
I sit in the corner and look at the paintings.
Ah, that is brilliant.
Yeah, are you familiar with the work of Mr. Bean?
Yeah,
never been a big fan of that. You know, it's that British humor that sometimes is a miss. Oh, there's a lot of hits, but sometimes a miss. And he has less speaking parts in his movies than Old Yeller did in the movie Old Yeller. I mean, you can barely find any speaking lines. He's more about the physical comedy.
Okay.
Rowan Atkinson is 66. We got Howie Long, 61. Pro Football Hall of Famer. How about a Golf Hall of Famer, Nancy Lopez, 64 today.
Pretty good player.
Good evening, I'm Julie Chen. Well, it's a brand new season, and a shocking new twist is about to hit the Big Brother house. But first.
If you watch Big Brother, Julie Chen says but first a lot.
But first.
I think she's telling people when she showers what she washes first.
Right.
That's Julie Chen. She was a that's very news magazine vocabulary.
Yes.
Tonight on the latest news. But first, you know, that's yes. kind of what that comes from, I think, because yeah. she was a news reporter anchor and comes from the side of journalism. But I'm sure she's raking in much bigger money as the host of the Big Brother. Ever watch the Big Brother show?
No.
Never gotten into it. It's too much of a, you know, mice in a maze experiment for me. You know, humans, put them in a box, you know, agitate them a little bit, see what happens.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that.
Never
I don't really need to spend any time watching that, but a lot of people do like it.
For sure. TV theme time.
Yes, it is. It's there is more to life than what you're Who's living. The Boss? So is the birthday today, is it Mona? Is it Angela? Is it Samantha? Or is it Jonathan? That's my Tony Danza impersonation here today.
That's pretty good.
So Danny Pinataro, who played Jonathan, he was also in Cujo.
Oh, yeah.
I think he also hit in the Ford Pinto as Cujo stripped it for parts.
Tore it up, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Clyde from Any Which Way You Can and Every Which Way But Loose.
How old is he right now?
Junk the caddy, Clyde. He's 45 today.
If Einstein is right, or if general relativity is correct, then the universe is expanding, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so if you reverse time, then the universe is getting smaller.
All right.
So what if I reverse the process all the way back to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
At the beginning of time itself?
Yes.
That might be the Big Bang Theory. Is what he's getting to. Did you get all of that, Neil?
I did.
That's Eddie Redmayne, who played Stephen Hawking in the movie The Theory of Everything.
Oh.
Good movie, and he won an Oscar for that. Did a nice job. And he's 39 today, and I think this lady here is the most, at this time, the most talented person on Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon.
Lisa Kudrow?
Well, there's a T-Rex. And must move faster. Must move faster. Oh, no. Oh, no. Must move faster.
There she is. Are you not laughing at that, Neil? It's hilarious. That's her doing Lisa Kudrow.
Oh,
as she was... if Lisa Kudrow was going to audition for Jurassic Park, they did the same thing with Star Wars when they came out with the new Star Wars movies. They did the same thing with Jurassic Park. Kate McKinnon is 37, Emmy Award winner.
Talented lady is what you're saying. Right there. God,
I don't even need to say it. I just have to listen to the bit. That's what I hope. I hope I don't have to say it.
French heroine Joan of Arc. Remember the 100-Year War? She had a, you know.
It lasted longer than 100 years.
And note to self, I do not want to be burned at the stake. That's the way to go, like she did. That is not the way I want to go.
14. Outlawed that.
I hope, thankfully. Joan of Arc, born on this day, 1412. She was only on the earth for 19 years. Also on the Gone But Not Forgot, a very talented, funny man. Gave Andy Griffith his start, basically. Actor Danny Thomas.
Did somebody say Andy Griffith?
Mm. Nothing at all. Just don't worry about it. That's all. I'll take care of it. He's picked on the wrong guy this time. You'll be mighty sorry you brought me back into town, I'm telling you. You picked on the wrong guy this time, Clem.
Name ain't Clem. It's Andy. Andy Taylor.
The debut. First time we ever saw Andy Griffith as Andy Taylor right there on the Danny Thomas Show.
How about that? And it would spin off to his own series. But Danny Thomas, father to Marlo, and of course did all the great work for St. Jude. Danny Thomas, born on this day, 1914. Earl Scruggs is a pickin' and a grinnin'.
You know, just like when it comes to doing radio, you have the Freeman style. When it comes to playing the banjo, we have the Scruggs style.
He was pretty good. He made up one half of the Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt duo. And Earl Scruggs was born on this day, 1924. Would we have had Back to the Future? Yes, we would have. But it wouldn't have been the same without John DeLorean.
They would have used the refrigerator.
They would have used the refrigerator. 1925. Vic Tayback was one of your guys.
Yeah, he's Mel Sharples, sure. Mel's Diner.
Alice, if he were my kid, I wouldn't make him take the bike back. I'd take him out in the desert and teach him how to ride it safely.
Oh, you would, huh?
Yes, and I wouldn't coddle the boy. I'd let him grow up and be a man.
Oh, you would, huh?
And frankly, Alice, I could show you a thing or two about raising a son.
Oh, you could, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, Mel, I wish you were my mother.
Stow it, Blondie.
Academy Award winner Vic Tayback with some advice there for Alice. Born on this day, 1930. Do you recognize Doris Troy?
Just one look. Of course they do. This is a big hit.
Monster. On a Big Q.
Big Q song.
Doris Troy is that lady. kind of I don't know if she's a one-hit wonder, but 1937 right there.
This is a one-hit wonder.
This is from 1975.
Do it. Do what?
What are we going to do?
I've seen people do the hustle. I would never want to attempt it.
Van McCoy would. He's the guy who gave us the hustle, and he was born on this day in 1940. It's TV theme time. The star of that program, One Day at a Time, was actress Bonnie Franklin.
Anne Romano.
Who was born on this day in 1944.
I love when her and Schroeder used to go at it.
That would be good. That would be good.
And not the piano man.
No, different
from
Schroeder.
Right. Peanuts.
Right. What about you remember the group AC/DC? He's a founding member.
I hope they remember it.
The older brother of Angus. Talking about Malcolm Young, rhythm guitarist.
How about the isolated track here of him on guitar on You Shook Me All Night Long?
You did good here.
I didn't do it. Somebody else did it.
Well, he was kind of the driving force and wrote a lot of the songs. Then he suffered from dementia and died young. Malcolm Young was born on this day in 1953. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
In the ring, from parts unknown, weighing 275 pounds, Moondog Spot.
Your staff forgot Moondog Spot.
How did that happen?
I don't know. 1952, passed away in 2003. You had your Moondog Spot, you had your Moondog Rex, and your Moondog King.
Wow.
One-third of the Moondogs passed away in 2003. 1952. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. If you're from parts unknown, it's pretty easy to forget them.
That is one of my favorite. Dr. X was the first guy I remember that.
I love when it's weight unknown.
Parts unknown.
Weight unknown. But you can look at him and go, yeah, he's just shy of four bills.
Right.
Clint Black, Loving Blind, Kenny Chesney Young, Roseanne Cash, 7 Year Ache.
Clint Black today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault.